rolls out a new service to help people stay out of the stores. CVS announcing that the customers can use a mobile app to order most items and have the order delivered to their car when they drive up. The service called CVS Express. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder responds to his critics by drinking Flint tap water, saying he'll do it for at least the next month. He's been challenged by residents of the city to drink their water, which was contaminated by high levels of lead after the city switched its drinking water supply. This is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It is 8:05, time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Well, Flemington, we have a fire weather warning in effect. Bet you didn't think that was going to happen. It's a red flag warning in effect from noon today to 8 p.m. tonight, evening for low relative humidities and windy conditions. National Weather Service in Mount Holly has issued that red flag alert, which means that we have the possibility for wildfires to start that develop quickly and get out of control and become difficult to contain. So you need to be careful if you are burning anything or having any open fires. It is 57 degrees right now, mostly cloudy skies. Today is April 19, 2016, and the weather forecast says partly sunny this morning, then clearing breezy with highs around 70, north winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Clear and lows in the upper 30s tonight, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles an hour. And sunny and highs in the upper 60s, northwest winds 5 to 10 for tomorrow. On Thursday, partly sunny, highs in the low 70s, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Friday, we could have a thunderstorm, 50% chance of showers, mostly cloudy. And partly sunny on Saturday, in the upper 60s. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s. Temperatures in our area. We have 62 in Tewksbury, 63 at the county complex, 57 up in Highbridge. We have 61 over in Warren County, 62 in Frenchtown, and 56 in Ringos, 53 down in Lambertville. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning, Hunter and Hunter Chamber of Commerce. Big C here coming live from Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It is my job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, running errands, including going to the Women's Leadership Business Summit up there in White House Station at the Ryland Inn. You have to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk and air radio station in the nation, produced by Chamber of Commerce, and we are all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. So a lot of my listeners are actually assembling over there in Ryland Inn, and that's okay, because we broadcast, and then we do podcasts, so everybody can catch me later on in the show. So what's going on today? Well, it's a beautiful day, and hopefully they're going to have some great information assembled and disseminated over there at the Women's Business Leadership Summit. It is 10 after 8, and one of the things that we have to do is traffic. And I know there's a huge traffic jam up there on Route 22 as people are getting in. But aside from that one, well, let's see what else is going on from HERTTMA.com. HERTTMA.com sends me my alerts. You can get them too. Just register with them, and they'll give you the information via email to your smartphone, or you can follow them on Twitter. It is quiet out there, and that is good news. Everybody's trying safe, sound, and smart. Sunglasses, sun visors are the need as you travel east into the sun and west coming back in the evening. That's Good Morning, Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. So what is on HuntChamber.com schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have an eclectic mix of information. There's a possibility that either Prez, Chris Phelan, or Michelle Heide will be calling in to tell me a little bit about what's going on at the Leadership Summit. So if we can connect on that, we'll talk a little bit. Otherwise, I'll be doing the investment update today. And the rest of it is an eclectic mix of news and information about Hunterdon County. A lot of it having to do with the police and Anthony P. Kearns III and all the different events that he's taking care of. So we'll talk about that later on in the show. At 11 o'clock, it's Something's About Money. We're doing a rewind because Joe and Michelle are participating in and sponsoring the Women's Leadership Business Summit, and so they can't be there today. Food for Thought is with Deirdre Anderson. She gives us information about tips, tricks, and advice for catering. Speak Up and Step Out with Meena Singh is on from 1 to 2, giving us information about people who are overcoming abuse and addiction. The Hunterdon Food Scout, Gary Malgiri, is here at 2 to 3, and Gary gives us insight into some local menus and local eating establishments. He's constantly on the scout for new menu items and great-tasting food to give you the best choices for you. Outside the Box with Sam Soprano is on from 3 to 4, helping you achieve your financial and other milestones in your life. Joe Peters does Real Estate Matters and 55 Plus. He alternates those shows every week. And so Joe helps us understand real estate, commercial and real estate, and residential. He also helps people understand the life choices that people make as they see 55 in the rearview mirror. And Rand Dazzler's Musical Journey finishes up today with his gear commute back home, where Greg will be playing 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s music that he learned and loved as a kid and wants to play for a theme for you on your trip back home. That is the entire HuntChamber.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
It's that story.
The facts are showing Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and most other major Democratic politicians are misleading the American people when they claim the wealthy in America are not paying their fair share. Romita Bosher with the Heritage Foundation tells USA Radio News the highest earners are the highest taxpayers.
The wealthiest pay the highest taxes, almost twice the share that they earn in income. And that's how the system is structured.
Well, she added the top 10% of wage earners in America pay 70% of the nation's income taxes. I'm Jason Wirth.
A national drugstore chain rolls out a new service to help people stay out of the stores. CVS announcing that the customers can use a mobile app to order most items and have the order delivered to their car when they drive up. The service called CVS Express. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder responds to his critics by drinking Flint tap water, saying he'll do it for at least the next month. He's been challenged by residents of the city to drink their water, which was contaminated by high levels of lead after the city switched its drinking water supply. This is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. The studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It is 8:05, time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio Weather. Well, Flemington, we have a fire weather warning in effect. Bet you didn't think that was going to happen. It's a red flag warning in effect from noon today to 8 p.m. tonight, evening for low relative humidities and windy conditions. National Weather Service in Mount Holly has issued that red flag alert, which means that we have the possibility for wildfires to start that develop quickly and get out of control and become difficult to contain. So you need to be careful if you are burning anything or having any open fires. It is 57 degrees right now, mostly cloudy skies. Today is April 19, 2016, and the weather forecast says partly sunny this morning, then clearing breezy with highs around 70, north winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Clear and lows in the upper 30s tonight, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles an hour. And sunny and highs in the upper 60s, northwest winds 5 to 10 for tomorrow. On Thursday, partly sunny, highs in the low 70s, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Friday, we could have a thunderstorm, 50% chance of showers, mostly cloudy. And partly sunny on Saturday, in the upper 60s. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s. Temperatures in our area. We have 62 in Tewksbury, 63 at the county complex, 57 up in Highbridge. We have 61 over in Warren County, 62 in Frenchtown, and 56 in Ringos, 53 down in Lambertville. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor-supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited-time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njfin.com. That's njfin.com.
Welcome back to Good Morning, Hunter and HunterChamber.com. Big C here coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It is my job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, running errands, including going to the Women's Leadership Business Summit up there in White House Station at the Ryland Inn. You have to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by the Chamber of Commerce, and we are all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. So a lot of my listeners are actually assembling over there in Ryland Inn, and that's okay, because we broadcast, and then we do podcasts, so everybody can catch me later on in the show. So what's going on today? Well, it's a beautiful day, and hopefully they're going to have some great information assembled and disseminated over there at the Women's Business Leadership Summit. It is 10 after 8. And one of the things that we have to do is traffic. And I know there's a huge traffic jam up there on Route 22 as people are getting in. But aside from that one, well, let's see what else is going on from HERTTMA.com. HERTTMA.com sends me my alerts. You can get them too. Just register with them, and they'll give you the information via email to your smartphone, or you can follow them on Twitter. It is quiet out there, and that is good news. Everybody's trying safe, sound, and smart. Sunglasses, sun visors are the need as you travel east into the sun and west coming back in the evening. That's Good Morning, Hunter and Hunchiver Radio Traffic. So what is on HuntChamber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have an eclectic mix of information. There's a possibility that either Prez, Chris Phelan, or Michelle Heide will be calling in to tell me a little bit about what's going on at the Leadership Summit. So if we can connect on that, we'll talk a little bit. Otherwise, I'll be doing the investment update today. And the rest of it is an eclectic mix of news and information about Hunter County. A lot of it having to do with the police and Anthony P. Kearns III and all the different events that he's taking care of. So we'll talk about that later on in the show. At 11 o'clock, it's Something's About Money. We're doing a rewind because Joe and Michelle are participating in and sponsoring the Women's Leadership Business Summit, and so they can't be there today. Food for Thought is with Deirdre Anderson. She gives us information about tips, tricks, and advice for catering. Speak Up and Step Out with Meena Singh is on from 1 to 2, giving us information about people who are overcoming abuse and addiction. The Hunterdon Food Scout, Gary Malgiri, is here at 2 to 3, and Gary gives us insight into some local menus and local eating establishments. He's constantly on the scout for new menu items and great tasting food to give you the best choices for you. Outside the Box with Sam Soprano is on from 3 to 4, helping you achieve your financial and other milestones in your life. Joe Peters does Real Estate Matters and 55 Plus. He alternates those shows every week. And so Joe helps us understand real estate, commercial and real estate, and residential. He also helps people understand the life choices that people make as they see 55 in the rearview mirror. And Randazzler's Musical Journey finishes up today with his gear commute back home, where Greg will be playing 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s music that he learned and loved as a kid and wants to play for a theme for you on your trip back home. That is the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi and Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today. All right, celebration observances for the week and the day from BrownieLocks.com. Let's check out what is on the list that you can celebrate. We need to change the overall attention of April 19th, because we'll find out today in history, not a good day in history. So here we go. It's the 19th. International Wildlife Film Week. It's National Infant Immunization Week. National Park Week. National Toddler Immunization Week. Animal Cruelty and Human Violence Awareness Week. And we have an article here about a BB that was apparently struck a dog. And yes, New Jersey SPCA is investigating. Coin Week. Check out Rob Coins. National Karaoke Week. National Pet ID Week. National Paperboard Packaging Week. Cleaning for a Reason Week, Consumer Awareness Week, Police Officers Who Gave Their Lives in the Line of Duty Week. It's National Work Zone Safety Week, Safe Kids Week, all that happening this week. For today, it is Bicycle Day, Education and Sharing Day. It's John Parker Day, National Garlic Day. National Hanging Out Day. That's the Oklahoma City Bombing Commemoration Day. And it is National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day. Have a pajama party at work. Celebration observances for the week and the day from BrownieLocks.com. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, and Sally Graziano of NJ.com reports on the 15th that Frenchtown librarian retires and begins a new chapter. So Sarah Hiles' career at Frenchtown Public Library may not have begun with Once Upon a Time, but the recently retired librarian recounts her 26 years of service with the fairy tale nostalgia. "This isn't the shush library," Heil said. "You can talk in here. I never looked at my time working here as a job." Being able to talk among the stacks is only one of the unique qualities of the library. In addition to providing good reads to both adults and children, four-legged guests are welcome as well. And the dogs enjoy treats when they visit. One of the regular canine callers prefers peanut butter treats, so the staff keeps a special stash for her under the desk. The former librarian prides herself on getting people to read and made it her business to know what her patrons read in order to set aside new books when they arrived. Many of the patrons become friends. This is a meeting place for common interests. Among Heil's accomplishments for stimulating the public to read, she started a book club 10 years ago. Each member had a chance to choose a book for the group and then discuss it at the monthly meetings. Some of the favorites include The Sound of Glass and Sutter's Cross. One of the Isles' favorite memories was when Rick Epstein visited several local libraries on Valentine's Day several years ago. The former editor of the Huntington Democrat had taken a poll of the favorite books of the librarians and published the results in the paper. "My favorite was The Thornbird," she said. "It was a lot of fun." Maureen DeGaudio, who has a bachelor's degree in library science from Queen's University in Belfast, Northern Ireland, has been hired as a new librarian. She has worked at the Somerset County Library, the Hunterdon County Library, and the Bradley Beach Public Library as a children's librarian. Quote, "I have been warmly welcomed by the library patrons and almost feel a part of the Frenchtown community," Delgado said. Her main goals are to increase awareness of Frenchtown's hidden gem and provide more programs for both children and adults. "I'd like to revamp the children's department," she said. "We currently have story time every other Monday at 10 a.m., but I'd like to add a library babies program where moms can connect with other moms and children in the community." Delgaudio would also like to tap the local creative talent, such as the artists and musicians who would like to donate time to the library in the way of craft or music programs. She adds that her desire to bring awareness to the surrounding towns about the services that the library offers. "Many people don't know what we are part of the Huntington County Library system and books checked out from either library can be dropped off whichever location is convenient, Delgaudio said. We also have a wonderful resource for the public to pick up pre-published books viewed by Dwight Garner, a Frenchtown resident for the New York Times, free to the public. Delgaudio hopes to pass on my love of learning and reading to the next generation. When asked about the next chapter in her life, Heil said, I want to be like Jules Verne and travel the world in 80 days. And that's what it's all about, folks. You only got one spin on this merry-go-round, and so it seems like Ms. Heil and Ms. Delgaudio are trying to do the best they can in enjoying themselves and kind of infusing their perspective with their fellow patrons. And that's that. That's why today, that is vitamin C for today.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh, our celebrity birthday is from the old disc jockey almanac.com for April 19, 2016. Unconditional Love and Tower Block, Harry McIntyre is 26, The Little Rascals, Cortland Mead is 29, from Lila Forever, Oksana Akinshina is 29, Tennis Champion Maria Sharapova is 29, The Amazing Panda Adventure, Ryan Slater is 33, Shame and Devoured, Marta Mullins is 34. Keith and the Wedding Singer, Ignacio Siriccio is 34. Maria Full of Grace, Catalina Sandino Moreno is 35. Star Wars Episode 2, Hayden Christensen is 35. The Man from Earth, Alexis Thorpe is 36. Writer, producer, director, Nick Groff is 36. He did Ghost Adventures and Ghost Stalkers. Almost Famous, Kate Hudson is 37. 127 Hours, that's James Franco, he's 38. Chocolat, Hugh O'Connor is 41. Jennifer Taylor is 44 from Two and a Half Men. The Adventures of Tintin, Gad Emela is 45. TV personality from The Apprentice, Jesse James is 47. Divergent, Ashley Judd is 48. Head in the Clouds, David LaHaye is 50. Record label founder, Death Row Records, that's Sue Knight, she's 51. The Fugitive in Apollo 13, Tom Wood is 53. Race car driver, Al Unser Jr. is 54. Keeping the Faith in Michael, Catherine Lloyd Burns is 55. Life is Beautiful, Nicolette Broski is 56. From the Goonies, Steve Antin is 58. Terminator 3, Moira Sinise is 62. Ugly Betty's, Tony Plana is 64. Turtles, Flo and Eddie Singer, Mark Volman is 69. The Wild Thornberrys, Tim Curry is 70. The New Seekers lead singer, Eve Graham is 73. Animals keyboardist Alan Price is 74. Broken Embrace, Jose Luis Gomez is 76. Father Knows Best, Eleanor Donahue 79. And the life and legend of Wyatt Earp, Hugh O'Brien is 91. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to get the Prez on and find out what's going on at the Women's Leadership Summit in just a minute. Hang on, you're listening to Good Morning Hunter and Huntingchamber.com.
Poetry in my USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The death toll on the rise in the Afghan capital of Kabul after a Taliban suicide car bomber strikes. Dozens killed, hundreds injured. The massive explosion heard near the U.S. Embassy, but there are no reports of any damage or injuries there. It's New York's turn to head to the polls today. The Empire State holding a big presidential primary. It's hugely important to Democrats Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. They have 291 convention delegates up for grabs. Republicans going after 95. And ahead of that, Ted Cruz says he's staying above the personal attacks during the election season, sitting down on the O'Reilly Factor on Fox News.
Insults and nasty personal attacks have flown. I haven't played that game. I haven't responded in kind. When people have insulted me, I don't insult them back.
Cruz saying he's running a campaign based on three core issues, and those are jobs, freedom, and security. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, friend. Well, with Mother's Day right around the corner, I have an excellent Mother's Day gift idea for you. What is it? Fabulous hair. That's what it is. You know that I love the Ovation Cell Therapy Systems products. I love them. My hair has never, ever looked better. And they have a wonderful Mother's Day gift set. It comes with a new 3-bottle Ovation Cell Therapy Color Protection System. That means that you get the famous cell therapy treatment, the new color therapy shampoo, and the Ovation Color Therapy Conditioner. And you get to select the styling product that you want most, the leave-in detangler, the thermal protection spray, or the volume enhancer. I got the volume enhancer. I love it. It really makes my hair look fluffy and fantastic. So this year's Mother's Day gift set is specially priced. You'll save over 50% off retail. And hurry, because supply is limited. Go to ovationhair.com, ovationhair.com, select Angie Austin, Daybreak USA, and you'll get a special introductory discount. OvationHair.com.
The rain keeps falling. The flash flooding continues in and around Houston. At least five deaths blamed on the weather and thousands of people without power. Texas Governor Greg Abbott declaring a state of disaster in 9 counties. Many Americans may end up voting for candidates who they really don't like. USA Radio's Chris Barnes explains.
The latest NBC News Wall Street Journal poll showing Donald Trump way ahead nationally over Ted Cruz and
Alright, that is the theme music of none other than the Prez, and he's over there with Michelle Heide at the Women's Leadership Business Summit. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, Big C. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay. How's everything going over there?
Oh, it's doing wonderful. We're here at the beautiful Ryland Inn up in White House Station as we're getting ready to kick off the 7th annual Women's Leadership Summit. You could hear the great buzz and energy as folks are drinking their coffee, and the Ryland has just done a phenomenal job. But it's going to be a very exciting day once again. We've got an incredible lineup of speakers and inspiration around leadership, and we've got to have well over 120 already here in the room, so we're very excited. Let me put Michelle Heide on the line, a regular on Good Morning Huntington, but
right.
Michelle wears quite a few hats. She's also the chair of our Women's Business Forum, which sponsors this event, on our board of directors as a treasurer.
Right.
So I'm going to hand the phone over to her, Big C, okay?
All right, cool. Oh, well, he handed it off, and then they hung up on me, so we'll get them back one second.
Hey, Big C, you got me back.
Yeah, you hung up on me, man.
I am sorry if I did that. I apologize. I said I have good connection here, so I don't know if you heard. We're up here at the Ryland Inn in White House Station.
Yep.
We're good. We're getting underway, and great crowd, great energy. I was mentioning real quick, Michelle Heide is next to me.
Yep.
She's the chair of our Women's Business Forum and the chair of today. So I'm going to put Michelle on the line, Big C.
Okay.
No stranger to you, and good morning, Huntington. Hold on.
Okay.
Good morning, Big C. How are you?
Hey, Michelle. How are you? We're not talking investment today.
We are not talking investment today.
Okay.
We are talking leadership.
That's
and
good.
There's lots of energy and buzz going around the Ryland Inn today. It's just such a beautiful day outside and a beautiful day inside here. Excited to kick things off with Ann Thornton as our morning keynote. Some great breakout sessions going on, and then our lunchtime having Michelle Sikirka. So we are super excited and raring to go.
Well, congratulations on putting together another fine event, Michelle. You do a fabulous job always. And I can't believe it. You put in a great weather day, too. So good for you.
Absolutely. I ordered the perfect weather day, and we got it.
So last year I asked you this, and I'm going to ask you it again. What is the theme, or at least the theme that you're focusing on this year?
I would say the theme this year is communication, connections, and community. And that's kind of a neat theme in the sense that, you know, we've tied all of our speakers together along those lines. And we're really encouraging our participants to connect with new ladies and gentlemen today and to share, you know, their best practices and good ideas, and really to have everybody walk away with at least, you know, a couple new things that they can take advantage of over the next couple weeks after leaving the summit today. And then hopefully we'll also have some folks exchanging business cards and scheduling some time to meet individually over coffee, whatever the case may be, but really to continue to grow and connect together.
Right. Now, last year, you had some homework to do after you finished your leadership summit. You wanted to try and not mix as much of your personal and business together and try and find a way to organize it all. Are you still working on that this year?
Absolutely, always.
Yeah.
But the neat thing is, and I think we've talked about this before, you know, whether you own your own business or whether you work for someone else, if you really put your passion and your energy into the things that you're passionate about, whether it's work or personal related, it all kind of comes together and makes for one happy person.
Yes, ma'am. The breakout sessions, which ones are you planning on attending?
I'm planning on attending the Maria Joyce, which is dealing with the power of presence. And then I'll be doing the one on communication in terms of the best ways of communicating in today's world of, you know, texting and social media and, you know, still having a presence with speaking and those types of things. So mm-hmm. It was hard to pick the breakouts because they're all going to be fabulous.
Yes, understood. Now, as far as communication using 21st century social media, that's something that you think you need to work on? You're mostly a face-to-face person?
I'm a face-to-face person, but so we finally have our Pat and Heidi and Associates Facebook page. So fortunately, Tony in my office is definitely embracing social media, so she helps us out with that and getting our presence out through social media. But I still love the face-to-face connection.
Okay. So you're humble enough to realize that you still got to advance, even though you're such a leader and a pillar in the community, you still got to learn. And so you're demonstrating
Absolutely.
That. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
That's
Always
great.
Lots to learn.
And so last question, what is the one thing, actually two questions. What is the one thing that you want to come out of it with today? And when it's all said and done and it's all packed up and you can take a breath, what is the one thing that you want to see from everybody walking out the door that tells you it's a success?
Let's see. The one thing that I want to take away from today is looking out at the audience and seeing a lot of energy and connections being made, and then just learning, you know, learning myself, learning at least a couple of new things that I can take back to my office or back to my home and implement over the next couple of days. And then, you know, as far as what would make this a success, I think pretty much having the same thing for our participants. Just and looking around the room right now, it looks like there are a lot of folks mingling with new folks and current people that they know, and just, you know, continuing to share and collaborate ideas and helping make their businesses and their personal lives even more fulfilling.
Super, super.
All right.
Last thing, do you have any sponsors you want to mention, and especially the Rylan Inn, but any other sponsors you want to highlight?
Well, of course, ourselves. We're one of the sponsors, Pat and Heidi Associates. And then we have Financial Resources, Federal Credit Union. We have Ann Thornton with MSI as our scholarship sponsor, which is fabulous, and
yep.
a whole bunch of others. So excited for the levels of sponsorship this year as well.
All right. Thanks for the check-in,
right.
Michelle. Have a great day, all right? Congratulations again.
All right. Looking forward to catching up. All right. Thanks,
all right.
Chris.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, that is Michelle Heidi, who's leading up on the Leadership Summit, and she's put that all together. I don't know if Chris is jumping back on or not.
I'm here, Big Steve.
There
I
he
want
is.
To thank you. Yeah, I want to thank
sure.
you as well. Michelle, thank all of our, you know, top sponsors. We really have had a tremendous outpouring. We're so excited. You know, this is the seventh year that we've been doing the summit. It continues to grow, and we really couldn't do it without the great volunteers like Michelle Heidi and the Women's Business Committee and all the volunteers like yourself that really makes the Hunterdon County Chamber so strong. Our theme this year for the Chamber, 100 years strong, as we celebrate our 100th anniversary. And again, today's just another great testimony to the great business community here in Hunterdon County.
Yep. No, it's been awesome, and congratulations again, Chris, on 100 years with the Chamber. I know you've been there at least 97 of them.
So. Yep, things are good.
That's good.
All right, and I want to wish you all the best. And
thank you.
Thank you for all you do for Hunterdon Chamber Radio, okay?
Yep, no problem. Have a great day, Chris. And
all right, thanks, Steve.
Keep up the great work, and thank Ryland Inn for a great showing over there.
We will. Ryland's doing great things. In fact, at some point we'll have to have them down. They're doing construction on the rooms down here. Mm-hmm. They're going to be putting up to 50 rooms on site, so they continue to expand and adding great things to our community here in Hunterdon County.
That's great news. That was a long time coming and finally showing up. That's awesome.
Definitely.
All right, Prez, we'll catch you.
All right.
And then on the flip side, thanks for the call-in.
All right, sounds good.
Take care.
Have a great morning, yep. And a good morning to all your listeners as well.
Thank you. Good morning, Chris. Bye-bye.
Take care.
That's Chris Phelan, the president of Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, and Michelle Heide, the one who does my investment update with me every morning, except for today. And she is obviously very busy in making sure that the Leadership Summit is going swimmingly, which it always does. And she does a great job. We are at another breaking point. We're going to take a break, and I'll be right back with more. We'll get the investment update together. Hang on. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our 100 Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the 100andchamberradio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. All right, welcome back to Good Morning, HuntingtonHuntingChamber.com. So we're doing things a little bit differently now because we spoke to the pros. And Michelle, it's time for me to check out the investment update as we speak. And so let's check it out. So I get my market facts from CNNMoney.com, and Dow broke through the 18,000 mark yesterday, which is a good thing. So let's see what happened. The markets ended up yesterday. The Dow was up 106 points, about 0.2% at 18,004. NASDAQ up just a little bit under a half, 21 points at 4,960. The S&P at 2,094. Now, I've told you that the absolute peak is about 2,100. So we're about 20 points from there. I don't know how we will react when we get to that point. But we're closing in on all-time highs and seeing how we get there. Oil is up at $40.18. Yen, big winners yesterday, Endo International up 8%. Hasbro, which Michelle told us was doing well because of Frozen and Star Wars toys, is up 5.7%. Hess Corp, an oil company, a gas company, 4.6. Baker Hughes, they make machinery and helicopters, I believe, 4.3. TripAdvisor, up 3.8%. The losers, Williams Companies, down 4.9%. Netflix, down 2.7%. Host Hotels and Resorts, down 2.1%. Apple, down 2.1%. And Royal Caribbean Cruises, down 2%. It's interesting that TripAdvisor is up and Royal Caribbean is down. Japan, international markets, the Nikkei was up 620 points, 3.68%. The Hang Seng, up 1.26%. London, up just past a third percent, 23 points. And Germany, the DAX, up 2.34%. I wonder what's moving all that. All the sectors are in the positive range over the last 3 months, including finance, which is up 8.45%. Energy, up 19%. So oil is at 40.20. Gas is at $2. Gold is at 1,246. Silver is up 16.78, and corn is at 3.87. All up. Gold, oil is up 1%. Gas is up 3%. Gold is up 1%. Silver is up 3%. Checking the things that are affecting the markets in news right now that you need to know. Markets have a spring in their step after hitting new highs for the year on Monday. Here are the four things you need to know. Stocks boosted by oil. U.S. stock futures are rising ahead of the open, and European markets are making solid gains. Key indexes are the DAX in Germany and the CAC 40 in France are up by 1.3%. Asian markets also closed the day in positive territory. Market sentiment is being buoyed by traders watching prices recover. Price plunges on Monday after many of the world's biggest oil producers failed to freeze production. Crude oil futures are now trading about $40 a barrel. The oil market's willingness to get back to business as usual has been greeted by a loud cry of party on, dudes, in equity markets. Oil will remain in focus as President Obama visits the world's biggest oil exporter, Saudi Arabia, Tuesday. Earnings will be coming in fast and furious. Goldman Sachs, Harley-Davidson, Johnson & Johnson, and TD Ameritrade are among the main companies reporting earnings ahead of the bell. Tech giants Intel and Yahoo's for sale, by the way, are reporting results after the close, so don't expect Yahoo to be doing very well. Investors are also hoping for more information from Yahoo about its future. Verizon is widely expected to have made an offer to Yahoo. Wow. Intel is also in the spotlight after it was reported to be planning a layoff of thousands of employees. Stock market movers, Netflix and L'Oreal. Shares in Netflix are tanking pre-market after the company said second quarter subscribers growth would be below industry expectations. Shares in L'Oreal are shooting higher after the French cosmetics group reported better than expected earnings and issued a sunny growth forecast. L'Oreal management hosted an upbeat conference call, reiterating confidence in the group's ability to outperform the market once again in 2016. And so we already did the market recap. So we'll see what's happening right now, pre-market. Pre-market, the S&P is up 9 points. The NASDAQ is up 30, and the Dow is up 53. So we could be testing those new highs that we just talked about. Pre-market, S&P futures. Activision Blizzard is up 1.7%. Kohl's Corp is up 1%. Wynn Resorts is up almost 1%, 0.85. Microsoft is up 0.6%. And Google Alphabet is up about 0.5%. Losers, Comerica is down 7%. International Business Machines, IBM, is down 4%. Frontier Communications, 1.1%. Alchemy Technologies, down less than a tenth of a percent. We already talked about the world markets, and light crude is at $40.30. We already talked about that. So, I don't know. We had a big day, and I'm afraid that when we get closer to the ultimate highs, that there's going to be a pause. And what happens after that, I don't know. Chances are we'll hit those highs, come down to a certain extent. We'll probably hit some type of small resistance point and decide it there if we're going to go back up and break through those highs or not. That we'll see. Now, that doesn't mean we might not go through an intraday beyond, but depends where we settle tonight after the markets end. So be on the lookout. The charts are the way to determine all that, and that's how people understand what's going on. It is 8:51, and let's see, we have one article here that I think would be of interest to us before we close out the day, and it's Meet 400 and Gourmets Heading to Eastern Public Market. So normally Mr. the Food Scout will be doing some of this, but let's talk about them and find out what they're doing. So this was published on the 13th, and Emily Cummins reports that lovers of hand-painted Belgian chocolate, fresh roasted coffee, aged balsamic, and smoked brisket can now find their foodie favorites in one location. Hunterdon County's own Fieldstone Coffee Roasters, Olive with a Twist, More Than Q, and Chocodium are expanding to Pennsylvania at the Eastern Public Market. Celebrating its grand opening on Friday, the 16,000 square foot market, year-round market, features 14 artisan food vendors, a farm stand, and a demonstration kitchen, and will be open Wednesday through Sunday. For Chef Matt Martin, who first opened his barbecue joint More Than Q in the Stockton market 3 years ago, the concept of a shared space for different businesses is a familiar one. "We think the market model is fantastic," Martin said. "The overhead is lower, product levels are manageable, there's great foot traffic, though people browsing and free advertising from other vendors. Someone comes in looking for a loaf of bread and maybe they get some barbecue." Much like the Stockton location, More Than Q will be